The time for talking has ended. Now is the time for pressing buttons and then talking, because otherwise...
Don't forget the record button.
Yes, I did. I did press that one. Thank you. Hello and welcome to... Hello and welcome to...
It's already gone to chaos.
Chaos already, look at that.
And Ellie's character already has inspiration. She's not even in this session, but she's hanging out.
Yep.
Yes.
She can't get more inspiration. I don't think she uses
it. It's just water flowing over the edge of the cup.
So fast. Yeah.
Okay. Hello and welcome to Hidden Abyss, a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign setting. My name is Crash, and I'm a horrible mess, and I will inflict this pain upon my friends, whom I love dearly. Amongst these friends are such awesome people as Chris, Ellie, who's muted in chat because she's playing next session, Jen, and Cindy. Millie will not be joining us tonight. Real life comes first. That's fine. Eo's also hanging out. Although not in chat, I'm guessing hanging out on the stream, possibly, or maybe just chatting, whatever. Moving on. So, what happened last time?
Oh, I didn't even think about it because Paige is here. Paige is usually here for this.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to think about it because Paige is not here to do her wonderful recap.
We were waist deep in a swamp. We fought a tentacle monster. Then we found a home of racist dwarves that let us sleep for the night, but they're really racist, especially against elves.
Right.
And when we were getting ready to leave, Unka saw something that's probably a dragon and just went, nope.
Went right back in, yes.
Also, some additional segments there is that my character wasn't the one that was eaten for a change. And the racist family has a pet dog that's in fact a kobold, right, which was really weird.
Right, yes, yes. Yeah. The child of the dwarf family saw a kobold, didn't know what a dog was, said, oh, it's a dog. And so her parents just went along with it. So now there's a kobold that lives with them and is named Spot, I believe, and is acting as though he is a dog because he feels like he's got a good thing going there. So, okay, cool.
Yeah, as long as he's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And in their defense, at the time, that kid was like 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they just lost everything.
Right,
from this giant flood.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like,
and just teach that kid that the world sucks.
You cut out a little bit there. Something about the world sucking.
Yeah. From a young age, teach that kid that the world sucks.
Because theirs does at this point. Yeah.
Exactly. Don't lie to the kid.
Right. Yeah, but you got to get your happiness where you can find it, which is why I play Dungeons & Dragons like 5 times a week.
That's a lot of D&D, man.
It is.
I know, but one of the games is run by my students, and that is awesome.
That's got to be delightful.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is glorious. Okay, so we're going to start this up right where we left off. Onka has slammed the hatch shut and probably locked it in every way that she can.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell everyone else?
I think what I said towards the end of last session was something like, I don't remember how she did it exactly, so I'll improvise. Okay. Big thing flying overhead. Huge, huge black scales. I think it's a dragon. I'm not going out there. We should stay. This is not good. And she just stands
there. Are you sure it wasn't a large bird?
I've never seen a bird that large or one with those scales.
I'm going to try and unlock the door and peek out.
No, don't. Oh, all right, fine.
Okay.
At least you could shoot it. I don't know.
Can we just punch it?
It's pretty high up in the air.
Please do not punch my door.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean the door.
We're not punching the door.
No.
I peek out. What I see.
Okay. As you go up to start to open the door, there's a knock on the other side.
I open the door.
Okay. You open the door and you see a very, very scared looking female dwarf.
Let me in. Let me in. Let me in.
Can this dwarf come in?
A dwarf? Sure. Let her in. What are you waiting for? Okay. She scrambles down through the hatch, perhaps not the most graceful of entrances, but it is an entrance. She is soaking wet, as one would expect from traveling through the swamp, significantly covered in mud, and, as I said, looks very, very terrified right now. She and a particular kobold cleric and or a kobold rogue would be able to have a very bonding experience right now.
Stop traumatizing my characters.
Ash wouldn't be able to bond with her at all. He doesn't know what's going on.
Book my head out. Can I see a dragon?
You do not see a dragon.
Okay, there's nothing there.
There was, though.
There was something there. Back.
There was something huge.
Why do you think I wanted him so badly?
Have you ever seen me freak out like this? There was something there.
I've already claimed all the way out.
Give me a perception check. With an 18, I will say you see the water is definitely disturbed as if a dwarf-sized being had frantically scampered through it, making a beeline for this hatch.
Since the water's waist high, would the dwarf be walking or swimming?
Well, the water depth varies depending on the ground underneath it, so it's quite possible it was a mix of both.
Okay.
But no dragon.
You do not see any sign of a dragon, except for those trees might have been a little bit taller before.
What direction does it look like it was going in?
It looks like it was going... Now, I don't remember exactly how I ended the last episode, so I'm going to retcon it if this wasn't the case. It looked like it was going north-south.
Is that the same direction as the town?
No. Okay. You've been heading west. Not east, it's going south, as a certain bird likes to say.
That's heading down to the where Ailey's character's from.
And also the Kenku. Because the Kenku live to the south.
It's going down to the Kenku, Baronies, and if it keeps going, potentially Coombridge.
It would have to turn eventually to get to Coombridge, but yeah.
It looks like it's long past us, love. Whatever it was.
Okay. We'll just keep watch for it.
So Mrs. Ironpick is doing her best to try to calm this dwarf that has come down through the hatch most recently. She is still hyperventilating.
I come back then.
And Mrs. Ironpick and Mr. Ironpick are trying to help her into the living room / kitchen area. Set her down in front of the fireplace.
Well, if the dragon's gone, I say we continue our journey.
Yep, I was just about to say, does anyone actually care about this dwarf girl?
Well, I mean, I want to see if she needs healing at the very least. So I'm going to walk over and introduce myself. If she can like hear me, if she's not still freaking out.
Jen's being all kind and helpful, Cindy and I, heartless SOBs.
I'm a cleric. What do you want?
I mean, the dwarf is still alive, and she's in a safe place right now, so...
Exactly.
I don't have healing spells. There's not much more I can do.
Just give me a minute. So I'm going to walk...
And there's currently nothing for Fahim to punch.
True. So we should get her out there. Yeah, you both do need to get out there pretty quick. So I'll hurry up, okay? So I walk over and I sit down in front of the dwarf and I say, hi, I'm Anka and I can heal you if you need healing. Are you okay?
I think so.
Sit down and start polishing my gunblade.
She starts counting her fingers and says, yeah, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
That was really big. That was...
You saw it too.
Yeah, I saw it. That wasn't good.
What did you see? I wonder if we saw the
same thing. It was big. It looked like the biggest bat ever.
That sounds like what I saw. Yes. See, everyone? I wasn't lying.
I never denied that you saw it, love. I'm just saying when I went up, it wasn't...
Doubted you. Just okay. Seemed like it wasn't stopping here and it was just passing through.
Yeah, it does appear it did that. And so it seems that what I think might have been a dragon is gone for now?
Yeah, it looked like I was heading south.
Right. Okay, well, if you're all right, then my friends and I are going to move on.
Okay, that sounds good. And one second. The DM is looking something up.
Mm-hmm. Always concerning.
No, it's fine. Everything is fine.
It's fine. Sure, it's fine.
Let's see. What's the splash pattern for an acid breath weapon dwarf through girl, a funnel?
If this dwarf girl, I swear to God.
Onka.
Yes?
Does a 29 hit you?
Yes.
Okay, you take 13 points of bludgeoning damage and go flying backwards.
Oh, no.
The dwarf girl's the dragon.
Did Do me I a favor and click on that it? Link I just
you
posted.
Did, yeah. Okay. Not cool. All right, I'm looking at the link he just... Well, we found the dragon.
If the dwarf girl attacked Unka, then I'm going to...
You found something.
Take a swing as quickly as I can at her.
And I'm going to slash at her.
Go ahead and place yourselves on the map where you think you want to be. The dark
where
brown...
Where is the door to the bunker? Because I was...
It's a circle.
Oh, I was... I was pretty close to that then. So.
Okay. Yes. Is the small figure dwarf that we think is a dragon?
The green and blue dwarves are Mr. and Mrs. Iron Pick, respectively.
Okay.
The darker dwarf is the one that just punched Onka.
Okay. So if I was across the room, is that a table? Did I go across the table? How far did I go?
I'll let you decide. My assumption is she probably didn't punch you back more than 10 feet.
Okay, so how big are these blocks? Are they 5 feet
each? 5 feet each.
Okay, so if I go like here, if I did that correctly, I think I did, that might be it.
Okay. Then at this point, roll for initiative.
Oh, God.
What are the things behind my character?
Those are the three Dragonborn that have been accompanying you.
Oh, cool. Okay, I forgot about them.
You cared enough to follow. They were like, okay, we'll let you deal with this, and then we're moving on.
21 for me?
I got 15, but my initiative is minus 1, so I have a 14.
13.
Gunslingers get to add their proficiency to their initiative.
Nice.
Okay, so 21 for Ash. Was that a 14 for Fahim?
13.
Mine was 14.
So Unka 14, Fahim. Did we lose Crash?
No, I don't know. Pressing buttons.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try to use the Encounter Builder's built-in combat tracker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot that they added that.
Yes, and I it's heard buttons something. That I've never pressed before.
Oh, well.
I haven't got a chance to use it yet.
Okay, Ash, you're going first.
Okay, I am going to, because I was polishing my gunblade, so I'm just going to pick it up, run up there, and swing.
Okie doke.
So, like that. The first is a 19 to hit. That was a bad roll.
A 19 is going to hit.
Cool. Second is, that was a natural 19, 29 to hit.
Okay, you feel like there's some resistance. Like, stop me if this surprises you, but you don't think that this is a female dwarf.
Shocked. I'm beyond shocked.
It's a particular World of Warcraft event all over again where you look for a female dwarf and you just can't find one. But both of those are hits, so roll your damage.
24 points of piercing damage, and that's my two attacks. I am then going to action surge and disengage with the So I'll end up over there.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
All right. Next up is going to be this dwarf. Or so she would appear. And she is going to do another attack, but this time I'm going to go after Fahim, because Fahim is right there saying, hello, I'd like to punch you.
Oh, no.
That's a nat 20.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I used my light-up dice.
It's fine. We're gods.
Yeah, the first time someone said that, they turned into a goldfish and went splat.
It's fine. She's a monk.
I have a fair amount of hit points. I can probably take this.
Should have evasion points as well at this
of
point.
Bludgeoning damage from the punch.
All right. Taking off my character sheet.
That hurt.
Well, it's less than my once per day self-healing ability, so yeah, it hurt, but I can still recover at a moment's notice.
Do you have evasion?
I don't have evasion, but I do have wholeness of body.
Oh, okay.
And Fahim, just FYI, you bounce off of the wall that's directly behind you. Give me a dexterity save.
I'm proficient in that. And now that I've said that, watch.
I believe in you.
Nat 20 for a total of 29. I make this look
wow.
good.
Okay, so when you do bounce off the wall behind you, you actually do a flip and kick off the wall and then land on your feet again. You make it look like you planned that the entire time.
Cool mug stuff.
The Mr. and Mrs. Iron Pick couple do not fare so well.
Oh, no. Well, they're dead.
Well, they are at the very least unconscious. They're going to hang out back there.
Hey, you know what? If they don't survive, we have a home.
Well, I mean, they spent half their time like, talking what? About
that. That was Chris
Ellsworth,
talking.
So.
Okay,
that
never
was
mind.
Chris.
Never mind.
This is the DM takes a moment to sigh. It is a free action.
Oh no, we'd have to adopt the kid.
And again. The grandmom.
Oh yeah.
She can
and
stay
Spot.
Outside.
Kobold can take care of them.
We can keep the grandma.
Speaking of, I forgot to add him.
Spot. Oh no, sweet prince, don't do it. You'll die.
Okay. Spot is going to run in because it was his initiative. Actually, no, hold on.
Oh.
Is that? 1 second. I'm still going through. Some of these things don't add up the way I want them to in the encounter builder. This is a learning experience.
Okay.
Learning
on
the fly.
No, Spot does not go next. Spot does not go next.
Okay.
Next up are actually the three Dragonborn.
Okay.
They
Combat Tracker's still in beta, so.
Hmm? Yeah, the whole thing is still in beta, and they're adding new features, and the new features are in less than beta. So the three
public
Dragonborn
testing.
Rush in, and they're not going to play games with this. They see that this is not going according to the plan of we're going to leave soon, and they don't like this plan because they're rather impatient to go save the moon, or so they've said. So all three of them are going to use their breath weapons. That means, Onka.
Mm-hmm.
1 second, I'm doing something wrong. This is a me problem.
Okay.
This is you trying to do new things and testing it live.
Yes, we'll do it live.
Why not?
So here is, the problem that is presented to you. You are going to have to make a save.
Okay.
Because you are in direct line of sight for a particular fire-based attack.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Okay.
Give me a dexterity save.
Oh, no. I've rolled a 2, and my dexterity is -1. So, yeah, not going to work.
Okay. Well, I rolled low, so go ahead and take 9 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And the table behind you looks a little crispy.
Ooh, all right. Okay. Did
the
that.
Other two are not directing their attacks in ways that are going to hit party members. Fascinating. Okay. I'm going to take off some damage from the dragon. I mean, I pretenses aside, it's a dragon, yes. And next up is going to be...
We know.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to move farther away
Wait,
from the dragon.
Wait, how does Anka go before me?
Does Anka go to 14?
Yeah. You go right
you
after
You go to
Anka.
13.
Right, I got it mixed up in my head, sorry.
Okay.
Well, that's okay, because the DM also had it mixed up in his head earlier and had to be corrected.
Okay, so I'm going to move away from the dragon a little bit, if I can.
You can, so, because you yeah. are already over 5 feet away, so there will be no attacks of opportunity.
Okay, so I want to go... I can't move my character. Oh, there. I'll go there. So I
okay.
can maybe hide under the table
next time.
That's
within 30 feet.
Yeah, within a... Right. Okay. So I'm doing that. And then is that my action or can I like...
That's your motion. You can still do an action.
Okay. So let's see.
And a bonus action if you care to.
I might. All right. So we are fighting a dragon. So I'm going to go ahead and do the... as I blank out on the thing I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Hold on. There was like a spiritual guardian or something, wasn't it?
That is a spell you can do, I think.
I did it before. I just can't find it right now. Guardian of Faith. That's it. Got it. Okay, I'm going to do that one as a level 4 spell. I'm going to do that. And that one does a large spectral guardian appears and hovers for the duration in an unoccupied space. Of your choice that you can see within range, so I'm going to put it like right next to the dragon.
I'm going to have to find a Guardian of Faith icon now.
Sorry. And let's see. It has a gleaming sword and shield emblazoned with the symbol of your deity, which my deity doesn't use a symbol, so it's just kind of blank. And any creature hostile to you that moves to a space within 10 feet of the guardian for the first time on a turn must succeed on a dexterity saving throw. The creature takes 20 radiant damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful one. The guardian vanishes when it has dealt a total of 60 damage. That's the thing I'm doing.
I love that spell.
It's a good one.
Okay, so put the little angel icon where you want it to be.
Okay. Oh, that's cute. All right. I'm going to put it right next to the dragon. Right there.
Doesn't it only hurt if the dragon moves into the space near it?
Or starts its turn.
That close. And, I mean, it's got, like, four enemies right there next to it. It might move. I'm hoping.
Let's hope we can get a stunning strike.
Yeah. And then, can I do spiritual weapon as well?
Yeah, that's a bonus action, so you definitely
can do it. Okay, so I'm going to do spiritual weapon. I'm not sure if it casts any differently at a higher level, but I'll do a second level, I guess.
It's a second level, but if you cast it at fourth, you get an extra d8 with it.
Okay, we'll do that, because we're fighting a dragon. So
good call.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to put the spiritual weapon right next to the dragon, like behind it. And if I can hit the dragon with it, that'd be great.
Now I've got to find a weapon image.
Well, what you had a cleric. I mean, weapon? It's a disc.
It's a disc?
It's a disc.
A discus.
Like a frisbee kind of thing, but bigger.
Okay,
I'm
just using the shape tool then.
Yeah, do that. Put a little circle.
So you're not doing the Marwise thing where you summon a sword, but then you just spin it in circles?
No, her deity doesn't have
it. It will not be a blender.
In fairness, y'all don't know what Dax's spiritual weapon is yet either.
I was going to put it over here, but that'll do.
A smaller version of Dax that is slightly less cowering.
Dax's spiritual weapon is him without anxiety.
All right, Dax, I think my turn is done now.
Well,
so.
You need to attack with your spiritual weapon because you can do that.
Oh, attack with it, right. Okay.
Yeah,
I can.
You summon it, you can do that.
I've rolled a 9.
What's your bonus?
Plus. I've got your sheet up.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
Oh, that's so helpful. Thank you. Okay, so I got. What did I get? 9 plus 7?
16.
16. Okay. Okay. 16's
not going to do it.
Not going to do it. Yeah, okay. Then now I am done.
And the DM is rolling a disadvantage right now because there's cat.
Ah.
Yay! Help us.
Enter the cat.
Save us.
Okay.
Careful, I'll let his die rolls be canon.
Oh, no.
No, never mind. Go away, kitty. Run.
Okay, next up is going to be Fahim.
All right. I assume that I'm within attacking distance since I'm just diagonal.
Yep, you are adjacent.
So let's see if I remember how to do the all four attacks for flurried blows, right? I got a nat 20 in there.
Nice.
Good, good.
Okay, armor class target is 19.
So that's only two hits, but one of them is a nat 20. So, and of course, I'm also going to try a stunning strike. So 18 damage. And let me see here. It's got to make a constitution save of 15 or it's stunned.
It makes the save.
Okay.
So that's one.
Well,
I still do 18.
Am I saying it makes the save because I rolled high, or am I saying it makes the save because it decides that me rolling low didn't matter?
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, I'm still slapping at something hard.
Thing is, we can potentially burn through those legendary saves with stunning.
So what was the total number of damage again?
18.
It's a lot of damage.
Well, it's four attacks, even if only two of them hit.
Love
it was a flurry of blows.
Woo!
Okay. Encounter builder. Who is going to do the thing next? Spot.
No!
Okay. Now, the good news is Spot gets to roll hit advantage because of pack tactics.
Yay! Pack tactics.
We are just surrounding this dragon.
Yeah. And I'm so worried because all it's going to do is take one step and it's got everybody farmed around.
Mm-hmm.
Can it do its breath weapon when shapeshifted into a dwarf?
Probably.
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
None of you are up to date on dragon anatomy to know for sure.
None of us are, right? I'm just trying to think, like, when Gox turned into a dragon, if he could do it. And I don't know, but it might just not have occurred to him.
I haven't DM'd in a long time. I haven't looked at monster blocks, monster stats in years.
Fahim's just thinking, I gotta be within melee distance anyway to punch this thing, so I'll deal with whatever it has to throw at me.
There we go. So, looking at Kobold stats, now I rolled with advantage. I will take the higher of the two 13s that I rolled.
Okay, good.
And with the plus 4 to hit, that makes it a 17. That's a miss.
Oh, Spaw, you tried.
He tried so hard and got so far.
But in the end, it didn't really matter.
In the end, he might be Dragon Chow.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, guy.
Genuinely upset about this.
You did not like him as a character.
Spaw. No, it's not. I did not like Spaw. I think he's weird, but I don't want a kobold to die.
Okay, it is now time for Mr. Ironpick. He gets up and uses half of his movement to get up. Oh my gosh, I made two of them.
You've made two of them, yes. I don't know how you've done that.
My push-to-talk button is control, and if you hold control in Google Drawing and drag something, you make a copy. So I could make this game be much more terrifying really fast.
Oh no!
He's multiplying by mitosis.
Word of the dragon.
Mitosis, let me show you it. Dwarves do not get pack tactics. But this dwarf actually gets multi-attack. That's a nat 1.
Oh, no.
That is... Ooh, that is a 21. That hits.
Nice!
Yes.
Good job.
Go NPCs.
Yes, he is attacking with a hand axe, because that's what he had on him. Oh, wow. Fantastic. He does a whopping 4 points of damage.
Every little bit helps.
Our NPCs are certainly triers.
I rolled a 1.
Oh no, Aaron.
Yeah, plus 3 to his damage.
Okay.
You're rolling poorly tonight. I'm kind of okay with this.
Until the breath weapon is used on spot.
Yeah, then I'll be quite sad, actually.
Okay.
I imagine he has like 6 hit points.
5.
Oh no.
Well, I'm on the other side, and hopefully the dragon thinks I'm a bigger danger than Spot is.
It's fine. We have a cleric. We can revivify. If she has diamonds, I hope.
I don't think I have diamonds. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I might. Mazir did drop a bunch of jewelry into the bag of holding, so there's potential.
So while you were talking, I rolled for Mrs. Ironpick. She pulls out a knife and throws it. It does not hit.
Aww.
Yes.
I'm going to murder Spot.
And next up are...
Don't give the DM ideas.
I know, I'm terrible, I'm sorry.
We're back up to Ash.
All right.
Okay, because the DM is wonderful and agrees that my gunblade is a firearm, I stow it and quick draw my paper box.
It's literally a gun. It's half of the name.
Exactly. I will drop 1 grit. I'll drop both grits and get Deadeye shot on both these attacks, and I will do them with Sharpshooter. Okay, so... 1 rolled pretty well, the other one rolled not so well. So 1 is a 22, the other is an 18. I think 19 was the target, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so... So with the 1 shot, 1 miss, that is, math hurts, 24 points of damage.
So while you can just press a button, type in the number of damage that you take and press a button and it does the math for you, the combat tracker currently does not do that.
They'll fix it in beta.
You said 24 points of damage, right?
Points of damage, yes. And I did dump both my grits, so I will mark that off.
Okay. This may come as a surprise to you, but you have not killed anything this turn, so you're not getting your grip back.
Yes.
Okay. Next up is...
I mean, if I really want to get my grip back, I could just shoot one of the dwarfs.
Wow.
I am in a dark mood. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm thinking of like how my cleric would react.
Why is it after Chris's turn that I sigh heavily?
Because Chris has spoken and Chris is a terrible human being.
Oh. I'm going to start team kill him for bonuses.
There's an out of context quote right there. All right. Well, moving forward, it's time for the littlest of black dragons. Now, we had a question. Mm. What's that?
Rathion?
No. He grew up and got punched in the face by Anduin.
Yeah, he did.
I know nothing about the backstory for that because I stopped playing, but that is just a wonderful animation of him showing up and immediately getting punched in the face.
I mean, he deserved it.
I'm sure he did. Considering all the stuff the Black Dragonflight has done, I'm sure he did. Moving forward, however. So, this little list of Black Dragons is not necessarily liking that they're currently surrounded. They are going to use Acid Breath.
Since they started their turn in that square, don't they take spiritual guardian damage?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
20 radiant damage off the paw.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find it.
Okay, I will math that.
Guardian of Faith, 20 radiant damage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, it's really not liking this because guess what? It's bloodied.
Ooh.
Go Guardian of Faith.
Yeah.
Yep. Now is the time for acid damage.
Okay.
Okay, we pissed it off.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, no.
That is not a save.
I don't know what that means right now.
Oh, no.
One of the Dragonborn just left the map.
Gone. Yeah.
Yes. Melted.
Oh, no.
And makes a beeline.
Wait, which one was the general? What color was the general?
The red.
Red.
Red? Okay.
Now, however, now I've duplicated it.
There's two of them again.
You have doubled the dragon. Please do not.
Team double dragon.
I remember that game. That was great.
Yeah. Are you a bad enough dude to rescue the Iron Pick family? Well, that's a different game. So this is going to open up attacks of opportunity for one dwarf, one kobold, one Fahim, and two dragonborn who just watched their friend die. Fahim, would you like to roll your attack of opportunity?
Yeah. Do I only get the one?
Yeah, it's only the one.
But a stunning strike to it if you want.
I'll definitely attempt that then. But I only rolled a 7 for a total of 17.
Do you have inspiration?
Can I give her my inspiration?
I will
use my inspiration because I do have it. So let me try that again. Well, 29. Not a
29
crit.
Will hit. Ooh. Would you like to do a stunning strike?
Yes, and once again, it has to make a constitution save of 15, and I'll also roll damage.
You said 15, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I rolled a 5 on the die, but it has a constitution save bonus of 10.
Oh.
Well, I'll still get my 6 damage out.
That's fine. We're learning things about it, though. We're learning.
Yeah, right now my monk is good at hitting things, but even though she tries the stunning strike, the save just isn't high enough to be reliable.
It kind of falls off the higher levels. We found that with Saw.
Ellie's got a good point in the chat.
Ty goes to the attacker.
Oh! You're right. Ty goes to the attacker.
So does the dragon use a legendary?
Yes.
Okay.
It
that's one less legendary one save.
You bloodied it in one round. It's deciding to get out of there. Now, while we were talking, I again rolled for the other people who are getting text of opportunity, and everyone did poorly except for one really lucky strike from a kobold who is
Ghostball.
Now hanging on the back of this dwarf with a dagger firmly implanted in a shoulder.
Nice.
I think I got it!
Oh my goodness. Okay.
But granted, it's a dagger, so he didn't do that much damage.
Mm-hmm. Well, every little bit helps.
Yes. And he's a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that is... I'm going to say the dragon actually gets to there. Because climbing up the ladder takes additional movement. That is the dragon's turn. So next up are the dragonborn. They rush in and try to stop what's going on. They've already used their breath weapons. I am not rolling above a 10 right now. So there's that. Next up is Onka.
Okay. Can I move the
Guardian of Faith? Spiritual weapon.
Yeah, can I move the Guardian of Faith, or is he stuck in one spot?
I'm pretty sure you have to recast to move, but Spiritual Weapon you can move.
Okay,
now,
I'll move.
You will probably have to use some movement because you don't have line of sight right now.
I don't, yeah, okay.
But there's
so
definitely places
if I
you can
move.
Move.
Okay, so let's see. Line of sight would be 30, right? I can 30.
Yeah, you can move up to 30 feet, and a good spot would probably be right to the left of your spiritual weapon.
Oh, it's here, I think.
But you can move that one, the spiritual weapon.
Yeah, okay, yes. I'm going to move the spiritual weapon.
Okay.
You can only move it up to 20 feet.
Oh.
Which would put it right on top of Spot. Technically, Spot is in the same square. Ah!
Oops, sorry.
Control Z.
Earthquake!
Sorry. I'm trying to move this. I guess there? Is that what you're trying to say? Or can I put it in front of, like, I don't know what just happened there.
Technically, Spot is stuck on the dragon at the moment.
Okay, so I can move it one more.
Oh no, the kobolds are multiplying.
Oh no!
Actually, okay, this is not a bad thing.
Okay, somebody move that for me one space ahead, because I'm not doing it right at all. Thank you. And then I'm going to hit the dragon and try not to hit Spot, I suppose. Let's see. How does that work?
Roll a
d20. I got a 4. It's not going to work.
Plus 7 is 13.
Oh, plus 7. Yeah, 13. It's not going to do
That's
much.
Still not going to do it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay.
You still have your attack?
Still have my attack. Yeah. Let's see. I do... that's not going to work. Okay. I can do another Guiding Bolt, but I don't know if it would affect Spot.
No, it's a single target spell.
Single target? Okay, I'm going to do Guiding Bolt, 4th level.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah, and okay, so I roll... Wait, do I roll a
d20.
Okay, that's an 18 on the dice.
Ooh!
With your spell bonus, that's going to hit.
Mm-hmm. So roll 7d6.
Oh my god, okay.
I'll add that up for you.
Okay.
7d6.
Wow.
As opposed to 76.
Okay. Right, I have 6, so I'll just roll those all at once. All right.
You have a four?
Yeah, I have two 4s. Mm-hmm. I have 2 2s.
12. Yep.
A 3 and a 1. 15. And that's 16. 6 dice, so I have to roll another one more. 2.
18 max attack has advantage.
There we go. I think I'm done.
Okay. And it's now glittery.
Mm-hmm.
It sparkles.
Yep.
Fahim.
Okay. So I'm going to do the predictable thing and Flurry of Blows it.
Okay. But right now you can't even see it.
Oh.
Oh, you got
probably want to move, love.
I'll move to about here, I guess.
Okay.
And you said the target is 19?
The target is 19, and your first blow, that was a 16.
That was a 16 on the dice. It's plus 10, because... So
but
every single one of those was...
Again.
Yeah, roll that one more time, though, because it might be a crit.
Okay, it wasn't a crit, but every one of those hit.
Okay, roll all the damage.
Awesome.
And do a stunning strike on everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can do it on all the... hits, can I?
Every single hit.
For some reason, I thought it was once per turn, but yeah. So
now
yeah,
you can dump as many ki as you like per turn, and that's why I love monks.
So I'm going to start off by doing 39 damage.
Wow. And that's awesome.
That's great.
And yeah, it has to make a constitution save 4 times.
And just keep rolling
below 15.
You got... having a monk in the...
Ew. That's a nat 20. That's a second nat 20 in a row.
Oh.
Okay, so remember, with its plus 10, I needed to roll a 5 or higher, but tags with the tags technically 6 or higher. I rolled 2 nat 20s in a row, but I also rolled a nat 1,
ha!
Which used its third... legendary save because it used one of them against a breath weapon.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
What about the fourth
you
one?
You have stunned it.
Yes!
Awesome.
My last roll was a 4.
Cindy did it.
Good job.
MVP.
I'm almost out of key, but I did it.
It's and halfway up the ladder with a kobold on its back, and you've just been punching it in the kidneys.
Yeah, but guess what? You just got your gunslinger. Advantage! All the
and it was already bloody before it took 39 damage, so hopefully it's almost dead anyway.
Okay. Next is Spot's turn.
Damn it, Spot. Oh, if Spot gets the killing blow.
He's going to be
nope, that's another 17.
Oh.
Even at advantage?
Oh, you're right. I get to roll at advantage. That's lower. He's trying his best to stab it in the back with a dagger while he's hanging on to its back, but the dagger's just like bouncing off.
Yeah.
I see you, sweetie, and you're perfect. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
We love you.
I appreciate the emotional support. Okay. I have some bad news. combat might be coming to an end because it's Ash's turn.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Go. Ash is going to come up to the doorway to let his point his pepper box and take two shots at advantage with sharp.
Please miss me.
Oh, poor little guy.
First one, natural 20.
Okay. Roll your damage.
Oh, man, I want to do all of it. Second one was a natural 18, so that's, yeah, okay. They're both.
I am almost certain what the next sentence is going to be that I say.
44 points of piercing damage. Wow.
His head exploded. Exploded, sorry.
You don't get to say this because the next question is, how do you want to do this?
I want it to go cleanly through, because I'm assuming it's trying to climb up the ladder, yes? And they're kind of there stopping it.
Yeah.
I want one bullet to go through their chest, and then the other to go through their head cleanly through and through, and them to just drop. And Spot's just there heroically.
Oh.
Did I do it?
You did some of it, yes.
And I got one of my grip back.
Hey. Oh, okay. Pat Spot on the shoulder.
So this is a glorious moment, except for the fact that there is a white dragonborn paladin that's currently mostly a puddle that right. Technically Ash is Anka, currently standing in. Your boots are starting to smoke a little bit.
I don't know. I don't. Well, let me see if I can do anything for
it's,
that one.
Now, to be fair, so far as the acid puddle that you're standing in, this is for aesthetics only, because the breath weapon is like just for that moment. So you're not going to take any actual damage from the acid puddle. But with that said, what happens to a shapeshifted creature when they're killed?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's going to go big.
Well, fortunately, I'm your hallway. So, yeah, push back a lot, I guess.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can't get to anyone past that dragon at this point. So,
yes. And we've been playing for almost an hour. So what do you say we take a short break?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to press the buttons. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, and I'm going to say that while somewhat injured, Mr. and Mrs. Iron Pick are still breathing. Spot comes out through the back storeroom door, because apparently he got knocked into the storeroom. Fahim is on the other side, basically in a hallway that leads to two bedrooms where the grandmother and child and Paige are all there. And you were there. And you were there. And, well, you weren't there. You were in the other hallway. But still. And we're going to fast forward just enough to say that everyone has extricated themselves from the now somewhat squarish-shaped black dragon. Imagine, if you will, the worst can of Spam.
Oh, no.
The good news is it was already dead before this happened. But the red and... blue dragonborn, which are the surviving ones, they're not happy for a lot of reasons. One,
right?
They just got compressed.
Yeah,
their armor looks dented in ways where there's probably going to be someone with blacksmithing skills to fix for them to be able to breathe well again.
Will mending work for now?
Well, mending puts things back together. I don't know if it puts things back into shape.
It's
if they
still
can
together,
bend.
It's in one shape. Yeah,
It's just been squished a bit.
Okay.
But they are much more concerned with the white dragonborn, who you're just now learning. His name was Kava.
Okay.
Because you never bothered to learn their names. I mean, there's Corin. She's leader.
Things moved pretty fast, so.
Well, you've been traveling with them for a little while.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But you never bothered to ask. But Corin is the leader, and her companions were Kava and Para. And right now, Corin and Para are the only two that are standing. Kava is more of Kava isn't the problem. Kava is the solution.
Okay, so I'm going to walk over to the Dragonborn and kind of look at their unfortunate friend and say, I might be able to save your friend, but in order to cast the spell, I need a diamond that's worth at least 500 gold. I don't know for sure where we'd get that.
Corin pulls out a diamond and puts it in your hand and says, would this work?
I think so. Okay, so I'm going to cast Raise on the poor, unfortunate white dragon.
Okay. You cut out a bit there, but I got enough to understand what you were saying.
Yeah, so I have to go touch the goo, and then that should, with the diamond that now gets used up in the spell, should bring this dragonborn back.
I don't want to put emphasis on actions for Onka, but in my head canon, if it was a cleric that I was playing, they'd be like extending like a pinky out to touch it, like
yeah, something like that, like one finger, like yeah. Okay, there you go.
The minimal amount of contact necessary for the spell to work is what I'd be doing while closing my eyes and looking the other way. And
exactly, she's like, oh, okay, there you go.
Okay,
Poor guy, it's not his fault. He's a blob.
Yeah, the diamond crumbles into dust.
Okay.
And there is now a relatively intact white dragonborn on the floor.
Okay, I think it worked. Hi. I hope you're... Well, you're obviously a bit better now. I don't know what to say. I've never cast this before.
You are unfortunately shoved out of the way while Kava is immediately hugged by two dragonborn.
Oh, okay. Do I take any damage?
No, it's aesthetic.
Okay, does anyone else need healing of some kind before we go?
I think I'm going to use my wholeness of body, which will bring me up to full health.
Okay.
I'm good. If that kobold took any damage, you're on the wall.
True, okay, kobold's fine.
Yeah, he's
at
full hit points.
Oh, he's fine, okay. And you said that the dwarf family was okay, right?
Oh, they took damage.
Okay.
They had enough hit points that they're not that injured. Nothing that a long rest won't cure.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. So I'm trying to decide if I should heal myself and use a spell on that now.
Do you have any potions?
I don't know. Let me see.
We could take a short rest and we could dump some met die if you want.
Well, I'm at 51 out of 73, so it's like, eh.
If
we go into combat immediately, yeah, go ahead.
While you're discussing this, I'm going to say I have enough of a sense for Paige's persona that she has found another pair of pliers.
Oh, no.
And is currently detoothing the black dragon.
Okay. I'll let her do that. It's already dead. It's fine. You know?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Trish, the daughter, and Spot are assisting.
What is wrong with all of
Why
you?
Why did you teach them that? Oh, okay.
Trish is a little girl.
Again.
She doesn't know any better. And Spot... Kobold culture involves teeth. It involves a lot of teeth.
It does, yeah. It does. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me look at some.
Every now and then, Trish pats Spot on the head and says, good dog.
And Onka is somewhat alarmed, but not saying anything about that.
Bark?
All right, I'm just going to wing it. I'm probably not bad enough off where I'm going to need to heal unless we immediately get into combat.
I'm sure everything will be fine.
I'm hoping everything will be fine. Yeah, that.
Well, with this whole ordeal, hold on a second. Maybe before the DM speaks, he should check something.
Okay.
With this whole ordeal, it is offered that you can spend a second night if you want. There will be dragon steaks available for supper. And dragon bacon for breakfast tomorrow morning. And possibly... dragon BLTs for lunch. And dragon stew for supper tomorrow.
Right. Well, I guess the good thing is this lovely dwarf family that has allowed us to stay with them won't be lacking food for quite some time.
No, it meat's back on the menu.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if everyone else wants to stay, then I'll do that. If everyone else wants to go, then I'll do that.
I'm ready to move on.
About to, yeah.
Okay. I'm disappointed that I typed meats back in the menu into the GIF searcher and it didn't immediately show me that particular Jif, but whatever.
I don't know. Okay, so
it's a line from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I haven't seen it
in so long that I forgot. Okay.
The beauteous part of that is that that statement implies that the orcs of Lord of the Rings were civilized enough to understand restaurants and menus.
Interesting. Okay. All right, well, if we're going, then we're going.
Okay.
Fahim's vote is go.
Yeah.
Ash, did we lose Chris?
I don't know.
No, Chris is here, sorry.
What's Ash's vote on the go or stay?
Go. Ash doesn't want to be here any longer than he needs to be.
We should go now.
All right, so, yeah. Unless Paige is a weird holdout, that sounds like the party for go.
I'm just gonna go pick her up, so she will stop pulling teeth out of the dragon and... You know, collect up whatever ones you have now, and we're leaving. Yes, now. Picking her up. Okay, off we go.
I'll let Millie know how many teeth Paige has later.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mr. Ironpick says she can keep the pliers.
Oh, no, that's okay.
They're from the storeroom.
I mean, you know, you can have them back, really. I can... You know.
No, at least Dwight can do.
Okay.
Paige already had pliers.
Yes, they were already confiscated once.
Paige already had extra pliers.
Maybe.
Yes.
She might have extra pliers, I don't know. But I took one away, it's in the bag of holding now. So.
By the end of this campaign, half the bag of holding's mass will be pliers and other confiscated items from Paige.
Right, yes.
It'd be like the Worms originals in Vex's
hardware. Yeah. Okay.
So as you climb back out into the wonderful swamp, which you'd forgotten how much you enjoyed it.
No.
But you are.
I will continue to utilize my ring of water walking to stay mostly out of the water.
Yes. So Corin puts a hand on your shoulder, Onka, and says, I cannot thank you enough for what you have done.
It's the first time I've done that, so I'm glad it worked. But if I can save someone, I will. It's what I do.
Our mission is of the utmost importance. Every dragonborn that came with us to De Perfecta is willing to lay down their lives for what we need to do. But it doesn't mean we choose to do that at the drop of a hat. This side quest that it seems to be to get the council's approval, this is not going to be achieved just by talking to the elves. They're only half the problem.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I propose that Kava, Para, and I seek out the dwarves to talk to them.
That may work. And hopefully we can get both sides to come to some understanding, I guess. If not total agreement, it might
work.
One
can hope.
Right.
Well, you have means of contacting us.
Yes.
I propose you do so, assuming you have the strength to do so, each sunset.
I can do that. Assuming I have the spell slots for it, but yes. I will, if I cannot, then I will send, or first thing in the morning, if I'm not able at sunset.
If you can't send it in the evening, only send it in the morning if it is of utmost urgency. Save your strength for battle.
I can do that.
I fear that you might have more of those ahead of you than we do.
It's possible. We are the unluckiest group of adventurers you could ever meet, so... There's that.
In fairness, we bring most of it on ourselves.
I'm not sure anymore.
Bold and things.
I've gotten to punch stuff I've never even heard of before, so I'm good.
So long as you don't encounter a Tarrasque, you're doing okay.
What's a Tarrasque?
Very big thing with lots of horns. Can take out a dragon.
Oh my, no, I don't want to run into that.
Be glad it doesn't really enjoy swimming.
Well, I guess we won't run into it here.
And... Yep, I was expecting that.
I love that icon.
I love it too. It is glorious. And the best part is, because of the way you posted it, we can react to it with itself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And with that note, Corin, Kava, and Para actually go back down into the bunker.
Okay.
And close the hatch behind them. You are now in the middle of a swamp on a small hill. I'm actually assuming Fahim is not on the small hill anymore, but is in fact walking on water because Fahim can.
Yep.
All Paige right, so is flying on a broom because Paige can.
Of course. Right. I guess we should start heading west again.
Probably a good idea.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. We're going to fast forward a few hours because while it'd be fun to detail every tree, rock, and stick that you come across, you know, let's get to something more interesting for most people. You come across what appears to be a small settlement. There are a lot of trees that have buildings built into them. Some of them look like the trees have grown into the shape of structures that can have people inside. Some of them, it looks more like it's aftermarket stuff where stuff was nailed onto the outsides. Some of it looks kind of like a scene from Endor in Return of the Jedi, only not as grandiose, not nearly as grandiose. And there's a large number of small boats and a large number of elves all over the place.
Oh, we've found some elves. Okay.
Isn't that what we're looking for?
Yes, and now we have to try diplomacy. I'm not sure how good we are at that.
We're screwed.
Yeah, I grew up in a monastery. I don't really know how to talk to people.
I'm a pirate.
Well, no,
wrong card. Tiefling.
Wrong tiefling, okay.
Wrong tiefling.
Mm.
Also a gunslinger.
Right.
I'm a sailor. I talk to sailors.
No. Paige, I don't know how to talk to people, but Paige, no.
Paige, no. I think it's going to have to be me.
I can try. Ooh, message that Amara girl.
Oh, right. Okay, so I'm going to do a... Oh, do I have a spell slot for this?
If you have thirds or fourths or fifths or any of those, you can
do
this.
I have thirds, so I'm gonna do ascending to Amara.
Paige has gone over to one of the nearest elves and is starting to...
I grab Paige.
Somebody corral.
I will pick up Paige if I have to.
Okay, I'm going to...
Well, bad news. Paige is currently on a broom.
Paige, I will shoot you out of the sky.
Right, in the midst of that, I'm going to try to concentrate on sending something to Mara.
Ask village name.
That's a good idea.
And also, Paige, I will shoot you out of the sky.
All right, I'm going to walk over to one of the nearest elves and ask, hi, could you tell me the name of this village?
It's Rotroot.
Rotroot, okay, thank you.
Yeah, welcome to the fun and exciting place.
Well, it looks a little bit better than what we've been walking through. Thank you for your information.
There's that.
I'll be back in a bit. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to do ascending to Amara. Let's see if I can figure that out. Okay.
25 words.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know if I need 25 words.
You don't have to use the whole 25. It's just the upper
limit. What you have, yeah.
Okay. This is what I'm sending. I'm sending Amara. This is Anka. We are at Rotroot Village. Which way should we go from here?
I'm assuming I would know that.
You don't remember the names of every refugee settlement that exists in Skelvar.
Oh,
but
the refugee settlement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Rotroot. Just its name implies that they named it after the flood. but it is definitely one of the refugee settlements. And there is a list of those because there has been some effort to do paperwork to try to organize everything. I'm going to assume that you actually look this up because that would make sense. I mean, you are part of the bureaucracy now.
Yeah, so I will respond initially with, oh, wonderful, I thought you were dead. Give me 5 minutes to look that up, where you are. Okay, I'll get back to you.
Okay, give me an investigation check.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's either really good or really bad.
That's a dirty 20.
Okay. So Rotroot is not one of the largest villages. It's like one of the medium-sized ones, which is why the name didn't like spring to your head right away. It's got a population that varies slightly, but it's close to about 100, give or take, that are elves. And it's one of those that hasn't been getting a lot of supplies from Skelvar itself, because just from its placement, there were several druids that lived in the area that have been using their spell slots every day to provide clean food and water for everybody. Mostly good berries.
That's all you need?
Yeah, but it's literally all you need. although it's just a berry, so not everyone's really happy about this. They would prefer a little bit of variety in their diet. but most of the things that they used to hunt are currently not hanging out in waist-deep water. But yeah, you know where that is. It's maybe a day's travel from Skelvar itself. You could probably send someone there because as one of the larger settlements, even though you haven't been sending regular supply runs there, the way has been forged ahead. There is a teleportation circle in one of the trees.
I will find one of my trusted advisors and tell them very clearly, these people need to get here. We cannot have them sent random places like the last idiot did. And you know I'm going to ruin him, so don't make me do it to you.
I think she's a her today.
Whatever she is today, she's in my bad books. Don't make me add you to that list.
Understood. Understood. Okay. And
then I'll do a sending. I am sending someone who is not an idiot to collect you. Stay there.
Okay. I don't know. Can I respond and just say, okay, you we're can. Staying here? Okay, I'll do that. Okay, we are staying here. And I'm going to go tell my friends all of that. Like, you know, Mara's sending someone. We just stay here and wait.
Okay. While you're waiting, you do see a procession of boats heading over to one of the larger trees where someone at the end of a staircase that winds around the whole trunk of the tree to come down to the water level and below the water level as well, has come down with a large basket and is handing out handfuls of something to everyone who comes up in a boat, and then they boat away.
I wonder if that's Amara's person. I'm going to walk over there as best I can. I assume there's water, so I'm going to go over there.
You kind of slosh your way over there.
You
do draw attention because almost no one here, actually no one here is sloshing through the water. Everyone who has to travel from tree to tree without using some type of walkway is using a boat.
Half orc going through the water.
Yeah. You're like that one person that shows up for a black tie event wearing a red tie.
Yeah, something like this. Yes.
Which I have been to one black tie event in my entire life, and I saw someone do that.
Wow.
Yes. I was informed I couldn't even wear a black tie that had little white spots on it. It had to be solid black. Mm. Which meant I couldn't wear my tie with Space Invaders on it.
Bummer.
I know. That tie is awesome. Kelly bought it for me. But never mind about that. You do hear some of the people when they're taking... when you get closer, you see that they are, in fact, berries that they're taking handfuls of and going back to wherever they came from. Some of them are thanking Druid Maple Grove for the assistance. Okay.
So this is probably not the person Amara sent, I think.
Probably not.
Okay.
Although he doesn't seem to resemble an idiot.
True. Well, I'll ask. Excuse me. This is maybe a strange question, but did Amara send you?
Who?
No, she hasn't. Okay. Thank you for your time. Away. Obviously not. We'll wait some more.
You are definitely a strange sight. Don't get many orcs here.
Yeah. I have been told I'm a strange sight before. I was raised with humans. I'm half-orc, actually. But no one can tell the difference.
Now that you mention it, I do see some of the human traits in you as well.
I see you have a
tiefling, a human, and is that a Kenku?
It is.
Yes.
You just see the two of us trying to wrangle Pete.
That is.
You appear to have been on some very hard times if you have to wrangle a Kenku.
You have not met her yet. It will be.
Paige is getting more indignant.
Of course, but I'm not wrong.
Both from the being wrangled and also the comment.
Well, I'm not wrong though.
Just hear us. God damn it, Paige! I'll drown you. I swear to God.
Okay, Paige does not manage to bite you.
Ooh.
Try to bite me a little.
Well, my assumption is the wrangling actively involves two people trying to hold this bird person still.
Yes, I would imagine.
I would think so, yeah.
Most birds that don't want to be held will react in a certain way.
And I'm reacting to the attempted baiting.
I don't imagine Ash has a lot of experience with how to hold birds properly.
No.
You don't even have a hood to put over top of Paige's head to make her think it's nighttime.
Oh, I don't know if that works with Kenku, but maybe.
Oh, no, it would not work. It would not work at all. Paige is too intelligent.
Make her be quiet.
Yeah, remember, she only acts like she's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The party
to make everyone around her think she's stupid. Oh, we know this.
Yeah, we're aware of that.
Yeah, the party is aware that the party knows stuff. This is true. This is very much true.
Okay. Yes.
So you were summoned here then? By the way, this druid Maple Grove is still doing his job while he's talking to you.
Okay. Not exactly summoned. We were supposed to meet with Mara in Skelvar, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And we're teleported to somewhere in the water out here. And so we are trying to make our way back. But she said she's going to send someone to collect us. We'll just be here for a bit. I just didn't know for sure if she'd sent you, because she didn't say who she was sending. Just someone who is not an idiot. And you did not appear to be an idiot, so I asked.
What an interesting conversation this is.
I mean, it's true.
It's true. It's entirely true.
Oh, I am not accusing you of falsehood. This sounds very much like the kind of comments that one would get from the city. I imagine that this Amara is not a wood elf.
No, no.
Well, very well. If someone's being sent to collect you, they'll probably be coming from the teleportation circle. And Maple Grove has finished handing out the last of their berries to the various people in boats.
Okay.
And they wave you up towards the stairs and say, follow me, I'll take you to the circle.
Oh, okay. And I wave my friends over, like, we're going, come.
Wait, there's a teleportation circle here? I thought we teleported as close to our destination as we could.
Well, I think the intent might have been to do that, but I think us didn't intend it, so. There's one here, and someone should arrive there shortly for us, I guess? I don't know.
It's possible that someone from the city pulled a prank on you.
I agree. I think that is what it...
We in the woods of Skelvar have a variety of religions. One of the newer ones is for a deity known as Rigel. It's
I'm
a trickster
not familiar
deity.
With that one.
They enjoy pranks.
I see. Okay. This makes
particularly
a little more sense.
Particularly against non-elves. No offense.
Well, yeah, none of us here are elves in my group, so... Okay.
One of my moms was an elf, but that's
right,
as close as I get.
You get a sidelong look at that, and then he looks away again.
I was adopted.
She's not a half-elf.
Clearly. Druids, on the other hand, are much more in favor of balance, letting nature restore itself. None of this practical jokes and making cities fly and all of that. Who ever heard of a flying city?
Wait, there's a flying city?
You get another sidelong look.
We've not been here before.
Clearly.
It tells us to look up.
Hmm?
What's this?
Don't tell me he's going to tell us to look up. Have you just not looked?
No. Skelvar is a day's travel from here by boat. It is not straight up. That would be hilarious. But also, this settlement would be much darker. And also be a crater.
Also really embarrassing for us.
Well, you know, we've...
Yeah, the DM understands the humor in that. It may have been slightly tempted, but it really wouldn't make a lot of sense according to the setting that you're currently in.
Okay.
I have to read this out loud because that's glorious, Cindy. A day's travel by rope ladder. You have your inspiration back.
Yay.
Yay.
The long rest halfway up is a bit unnerving.
Oh, no.
It actually takes 12 hours to get 8 hours of rest.
Oh, no.
Because the whole time you're going, can't sleep, will fall to my doom. Can't sleep, will fall to my doom.
And then the clowns will eat me. Even though you have a long rest, you still wake up with a point of exhaustion.
Yes. Like if you go to start your long rest without the point of exhaustion, you have gained one. Upon waking. us older people might actually understand what that feels like already. But never mind about that. So you reach like maybe two-thirds the way up this tree. There's various other platforms that you could have stopped at. The druid takes you right past all of those. And he takes you to a small platform that appears to be just large enough to put a teleportation circle in the middle of it.
Oh, all right.
And says, well, if your friend's arriving... He'll arrive here. Or she will. I forget who you were talking about.
Well, Amara's sending someone. I don't know exactly.
All we know is not an idiot.
Yes, that was made very clear. Sending someone who is not an idiot, yes.
And with that, an elf in robes appears on the teleportation circle and says, oh, hi. I think I've a message was sent ahead saying I'd be here. I'm not an idiot.
This is our person. All right. And I tell them to turn around to the druid. I say, thank you for bringing us here. And we will take our leave now. Okay. We are ready to go to find Amara.
I would love to say that it's been wonderful talking to you. And then the druid walks off.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. Well, you know.
Well, you're city folk.
Right.
I was raised in a monastery in the middle of the woods.
This is true. And I was raised in a village.
You had
a
roof.
I've spent half my life on the sea.
Okay. Well, if you're ready to take us back.
Yeah, but you spent half your life on the sea, but grew up in De Perfecta, which is the city of cities.
So quick here, shut up.
Okay. The not an idiot elf gathers you all into the circle and says, okay, so just so you know, I have heard what happened last time. I'm going to apologize on behalf of the individual who will probably regret multiple life choices by the time Amara's done with them.
But yes, I can see that with Amara.
Yes. She has informed me of a wide variety of plans that she wishes to enact, some of which will definitely require magic for them to be physically possible. I will spare you the details, but I have not been spared the details, and no matter how much I asked.
Okay.
Every detail this person got. Every detail.
Yeah, well, they work directly under you. So they got to... In my head canon, even with a closed door between you and them, they were still given every detail. But never mind about that.
Yeah, no, that's Amara.
That does sound like Amara.
It was slightly muffled, but it didn't help too much.
Okay.
They just tried to ignore it and fill out form 84C in triplicate like they needed to, because Amara couldn't be bothered to fill out form 84C in triplicate, which is the request for more forms.
Amara hates her job, but she has to do her job.
Yeah, it's a non-profit. All right, so keep all hands and legs inside the teleportation circle at all times until the sense of motion comes to a full and complete stop, and we're already there. I cast it while you were distracted.
Oh, okay, we're here. Thank you. We actually got to the right place.
Are we here? We are,
based on what was said.
But if you are not in Skelvar's city, you are in some other city with giant towers. You can see them through a big giant window that covers an entire wall. It is a breathtaking view. Elves know how to do aesthetics and appearance and wow new arrivals. So this room that you're in, it's got a hardwood floor that looks very nice. It's got walls that are they appear to be like a white stucco, but it's got like gold trim all over the place and scroll work and stuff and various characters in Elvish that spell out things like tranquility and welcome to Skelvar. May your staying ever be blessed. And then you look through this giant window and you see huge towers going up into the sky that appear to be made out of solid crystal.
Wow.
And clouds that don't quite go as high as the towers go.
I didn't know Skelvar was beautiful.
Seems rather decadent.
Maybe, but it's still pretty.
Yes, well, our architects don't do things by halves.
I see, yes. Well, whatever works, it's nice.
Well, it's not much, but it's home.
This isn't much?
And this is where all the high elves live.
I'm going to assume that was Amara?
Nope, that was Ash.
Okay. Well, all the ones that can fit. There's a lot of refugees. We were just in one of those camps, but there's hundreds of those throughout Skelvar.
Oh.
That's what you get when the dwarves flood your forest.
And Amara walks in. You know that wasn't true.
Oh, Amara, it's so good to see you.
Walks over, gives Unka a hug.
Aw, gives a hug back.
trying to convince people that it wasn't the dwarves. He's been troubled.
Oh, I bet. We've met with some dwarves, and it's a long story. Is there somewhere we could talk?
Yes, come to my office.
Okay.
What does your office look like?
So, As you're going, because I'm assuming it's in the Temple of Regal.
If that's where you want it to be.
That's where I'd like it to be. So you're going through, the whole place just looks like a standard massive temple, yada, yada, yada. Then you get to Amara's room, and it looks like the complete rebellious teen type aesthetic.
There are several posters from Hot Topic just plastered onto the walls.
Kinda.
Okay. Yeah.
Welcome. Again, apologies for the idiot.
Yes. It is my understanding that you have plans for the idiot, which I do not need to hear about. Really, I don't.
Oh, but they're so good.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. So, we went walking through the swamp, as you know, and came across a dwarven family that really does not like elves at all.
Yes.
It's really bad. I mean, I don't know if that family represents the rest of the dwarves or not, but they're...
The dwarves are blaming the elves, the elves are blaming the dwarves.
Right.
It makes no sense that the dwarves would submerge all of this and destroy their tunnels. It makes no sense that we would destroy all of this just to make our city fly. People are not being logical.
Right. And that's a thing. We've been sent here by the Council of Races in Riande Perfecta. I lose track.
Or at least one of the members of the Council of Races.
Oh, okay. Wait, what?
Wonderful. More bureaucracy.
Yes. They need us to find a way to get the elves and the dwarves, at least the ones on the council, which means we'll need support from others, to get along well enough to actually make the council functional again, is my understanding. I know.
Good luck.
I know.
I've been trying for 5 years.
I know. I don't know what we're going to do, but that's what we've sent here to try. It's been a hectic couple of days. We fought a dragon earlier. That was unexpected.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Tooth fairy.
I'm not even going to explain that right now. I'm not explaining it. We
ignore the chaos bird.
Yeah, she's. You'll see. Anyway, we stayed overnight with the dwarven family, and upon leaving the next morning, the first thing I saw was a dragon fly over. So of course I went back in, and shortly after that, a dwarf came knocking on the door, all frantic, saying, "Let us in, let us in." She was let in. Turned out she was the dragon, which we learned after she punched me and I flew across the room. Battle ensued. Everyone survived except the dragon. Dwarf's family has
teeth.
Food. Paige got teeth. Yes, this is true. It's a thing. But in any case, I do not know why a dragon would want to turn into a dwarf and come into a dwarven home. but that's what occurred. And
so well, that, you guys have had fun.
Yeah. It's been interesting since you left. Too much to go into, but
5 years has been a long time.
It has, yes. And we're still catching up. We lost 5 years in some other realm after a ship sank or during. It's hard to say. So,
Paige, save friends. Meet Gazika, not betray.
That's yes. It's a summary that Amara's not going to understand. But
Amara gets up, walks over to Paige, kneels down to her level, puts her hand, takes her feathered wing in her hand. "You are a special little bird, aren't you?" And cast whole person.
Oh.
What do I need to roll?
Wisdom 16.
Loading up Paige's character sheet.
Oh no.
Wisdom 16, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a 23.
Oh, my.
Okay, so Paige is super wise. Wow.
Warlock.
Yep. Paige is actually a scholar.
Mm-hmm.
She just...
Yep, I forgot about that.
To act chaotic.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, Amara learns... I learned something today. You are a special little bird.
Paige growls, and you see several undead hands... inside
the hood. God, those.
Please don't start a fight.
I like her.
Okay.
I like you. You're interesting. I have a feeling you could be devious.
That's putting it mildly.
I don't have enough of a sense on Paige's persona to say exactly how Paige is going to react to this.
That's fine.
When she was first introduced, I would have had an answer. But she's had character development.
Things have gone.
I will re-ask the question once Paige is here.
What's this?
When Millie's here, I'll ask her.
Okay. Actually, we've been playing for almost 2 hours. So this is probably a good point to end it.
Okay.
As we don't have a great moment of, oh, by the way, here's a black dragon to throw at you right at the end. So it's not ending on a suspenseful note, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah, we don't always have to do that.
Yeah.
And then one of the towers falls over. No, that's not canon. That's not happening.
Ah, okay.
Yet. I mean, no, it's not happening.
You've already flooded this idea. Do you have to do everything else to it?
Well, it might turn upside down once, but you know, it'll be fine.
I give him a city, and he floods it.
And then we turned it into a flying city, only the second city ever to fly in Circulus.
This is true.
And the only one that's currently flying.
The only one that's from Circulus is flying.
Also true. So, thank you everyone for playing, and thank you everyone for listening. Tonight I was joined by a bunch of awesomely incredible people, including Chris, Jen, and Cindy. Ellie was hanging out in chat. And let's do a few quick plugs. Chris has a fortnightly recorded podcast about World of Warcraft. You can get that at azerothctc.com.
Which, by the way, we are rebranding. Oh. Eventually. Ooh. It's happening. We're just going to be generic gaming rather than Blizzard. Because,
Sure.
And D&D as well.
Yay!
Oh, good.
Well, I think everyone who participates in the podcast plays D&D.
Yes, well, we recorded the podcast today, and we ended the show talking about the two new books coming from Wizards of the Coast.
Well, I don't understand that. I mean, you haven't been very excited about those at all.
I know, right? One for Magic the Gathering, one for Critical Role. What more could I ask for?
Okay, and Jen has a blog and podcast. You can get all that wonderful goodness at bookofjen.net. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. You can help us keep the lights on and help me commission art for wonderful kobold characters, which that's been rolling in. And we'll talk more about that on Monday's recording. However, you can join other illustrious patrons, including Chris, Cindy, Ellie, and Eric. And until next time, this is Crash saying, Tooth Fairy! Good night, everybody.